what attracted me to Abbeyfield really is, I think, if you go to an Abbeyfield house, you just see what we like to call the Abbeyfield ethos. And you see 10, 12 people who probably in their 70s, maybe in their 80s. The average age of entry is now in the 80s. But you just see them enjoying a form of living and a style of life that's really quite unique. They support each other. They eat their meals together. And there's so much research that backs up how bad loneliness is for people. It's a bigger killer than drinking heavily or smoking quite a few cigarettes every day. So, you know, you can really see that people who are socializing really do have a better standard of living. They eat well by definition of having two meals a day provided, and you know, therefore they have a great final part of their life perhaps, or chapter in their life.
And how does this differ from the retirement community you find in so many U.S. cities today?
I think probably in terms of scale, we visited about three complexes around St. Joseph area, and they probably had upwards of 100, 200, 300 residents in each. Some, you were talking about a walk of maybe, you know, sort of 10 minutes to get from your room to the communal dining area. Whereas in the generally, we have houses of 10, 12, now we go up to 16 or 20. But in every case, you're talking about a small little complex. Everybody knows each other. You can make some very close friendships. And again, you're always eating together and socializing together. So I think it's very much more of an intimate family style feel. So it's all about scale, really.
So that atmosphere lends itself to much more of a, you'll maybe wave hi to someone you know next door, but in this situation, you'll really get to know one another better.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the house manager, as we call them in the UK, I think you call them house mother over in these parts, really knows all the residents pretty intimately, and he or she, you know, really can cater for them on a very individual basis, which I just don't think you can do in a larger retirement complex.
So is St. Joseph really the first U.S. home, or will it become the first in the U.S.?
Yep, it'll be absolutely the first in the U.S.
And can you talk about how that came about, and how much it was it the effort of people around here and when you first found out about it?
Yeah, I think it's an incredible story, really, of devotion, stubbornness, and being very focused by a group of volunteers. I think it was started originally by Charlie and Mary Butso approximately 10 years ago. And despite all the sort of setbacks of not being able to get finance and then the financial crash, they stuck with the project. More recently, we've had changes of the chair of the St. Joe's group, but we've still got a very enthusiastic and cohesive group of people who are pushing this project and just have absolutely never let go at any moment when most of us would probably have thrown up our hands in horror and said, okay, you know, I give up on this thing.
Is anyone else in the U.S. looking at this now, or do you think St. Joe needs to get this going so other people can see what they're missing out on?
Rightio. We have two little towns near St. Joe, Ogden and... I forget the name of the other one, actually. But they're very interested in starting up Abbeyfields nearby. And more we like to start at what we call a local cluster, which could be two or three Abbeyfield houses. Then move on to a regional cluster, and that could be, you know, covering sort of the southern side of Illinois, up into the center of Illinois, for example. Then when you've got perhaps 10 or 15 Abbeyfield houses in an area, then we might even think about putting in a dementia care home or something of that nature as well. But the idea is that with a little local cluster or regional cluster, you can share resources, you can share the house manager, the house mother, you can start buying food and things in bulk and get better prices. So the whole thing really does work by setting up these little local and regional structures.
And is this where they're set up in the UK? Rural agricultural communities, not some bustling city?
Pretty well both across the UK. Okay. We have lots of small towns where the Abbeyfield house is very much, you know, right at the centre of the town. But then we also have quite a few dotted around London, not really bang in the centre of London, but let's say 5, 6, 7 miles out from the centre in some of the suburbs. We've got very successful little Abbeyfield houses in operation.
You mentioned perhaps a other kind of care facility if they were started up in Southern Illinois. Do you see with so many houses opening in so many countries, other things you want to do with the model?
Well, I think it's always sort of something to focus on is adding the dementia side of care to an Abbeyfield house, because I suppose we're always conscious that people have this wonderful experience in an Abbeyfield house, and people refer to it, a lot of our residents, as sort of having almost the best chapter of their life. It really is that powerful an experience for them. And I suppose, as we've done in the UK, really, it's nice to think that they can go on to an Abbeyfield home if they start suffering from dementia. So adding some care provision, particularly dementia these days, because the statistics of people suffering from dementia are rising all the time as people live longer, among other factors. And I think when we feel that they, if they need it, they could move on to an Abbeyfield care facility and enjoy the same style of care and attention that they get in an Abbeyfield house is an important thing for us to make our international members aware of.
A silly question. Where did Abbeyfield, the name, come from?
It actually comes from a road in London. Our founder was a guy called Richard Cargom, and he was a major in the guards, the famous soldiers you see guarding the Queen with the beefeater hats. And he started off Abbeyfield in 1956 when he came out of the army. And the first house was in a road called Abbeyfield Road in London. And he was sort of thinking, well, what the heck can I call this thing that I'm creating? And he fixed on the idea Abbeyfield after Abbeyfield Road.